So my latest portraits, one's called Ben, which in Urdu means sister, and that's inspired by my own sister. And the other oil painting is called Ustad, which is the Urdu word for teacher. And it's inspired by my Urdu school teacher that taught me how to read and write Urdu growing up. So I'm focusing on the women that kind of, you know, were in my life and that affected me in so many different ways. And I decided to put that into my work. And I use my own models and I get my own traditional dupattas, which they call South Asian traditional scarves.
You mentioned the two women who you are portraying. I would love to hear a little more about them.
So I was born and raised in England. I lived there for 30 years. And my parents were immigrants to England. So they left Pakistan when they were in their early 20s. And they moved to England and they set up life. And going through the immigration system, it's such a tough process. And we're talking 1970s here back in Pakistan. when they looked to kind of come to the UK and they applied for work permits and what have you, my sister, who was a baby at the time, her application was rejected. And they fought and fought the legal system. And in the end, they decided to leave my sister with my grandmother at the time and tons of family, go to England, continue to fight the legal system. Time passed. My mum had four more children. I was one of them. And then at the age of 9, my sister came to England. So my sister grew up in Pakistan. I grew up in England. I had a fusion of two cultures. She had one very strong culture. So I meet her at the age of 9. And she's wearing this traditional blue scarf. She wears more traditional clothes to weddings with the jewelry and what have you. And we're wearing a mixture of different like cultural clothes. And I'm looking at her thinking, she's just so exciting. Look at that. And that's the kind of memory that I had of my sister. And I wanted to capture that initial memory. And then my Urdu school teacher, as a fusion of two cultures growing up in England, we went to school 7 days a week. So we would go to traditional English school Monday to Friday, and learn all the traditional languages, including English grammar. So at weekends, my parents would send us to Urdu school. And Urdu is the formal language spoken in Pakistan. So that was my Urdu school teacher. And I remember, you know, she had very broken English. She was an immigrant and she had very little skills. And she got out there in the community and created a job for herself and began teaching kids Urdu. I kind of thought of her and I remember her wearing a traditional white scarf and that brought back tons of memories and me thinking about my journey to the US.
Now let's speak a bit about your journey to the United States.
Wow. My journey has been, it's been crazy. I mean, if you'd said to me like 15 years ago, you know, you're going to move from central London, you're going to leave your corporate job, move to Arkansas, and one day you're going to start to talk about your culture through your artwork, and people are going to completely embrace it and ask you tons of questions, and it's going to roll on from there. I would have just sat there laughing for hours with tears coming down my eyes. So it's a really crazy, crazy journey. You know, moving to the US was really unexpected for my husband and I. I started my studies in business IT in central London, and I did my master's in central London, and I began working in the corporate world, and we had a really good life in London. Everything was great. And one day my husband was offered a work opportunity to come and move and live and contribute to the US. I did lots of Google searches about where we're about to go, which is not always the best thing to do. And we kind of looked at the opportunity with a lot of optimism and hope, and we decided to make the move. And it was a brave move. And going through the legal system and going through logistics, we arrived on a work visa. The work visa meant my husband could legally work in the US and contribute and start life here. But as his wife, I couldn't do anything for 7 years. So I'd gone from a really busy, crazy, exciting life in London to move into Fayetteville, Arkansas, not being able to do anything. It was soul destroying. It really clips your wings, you know. And I got out into the community. I did volunteer work. I did as much as I could anywhere I could. But it never took away the feeling of that independence that I had in England. And that was a really tough call for me. And then through sheer boredom, I discovered my passion for creating. And that's like the nice moment about one of the big highlights about moving to the US.
So is that when you began painting or had you painted before?
No, I hadn't painted before. I took some local classes here and I thought, oh, this is fun. And I didn't take it too seriously because the pressure was off. And I just thought, just enjoy it and just learn. Then when I did get my green card and things changed for us legally, I decided to launch my art full time, and I launched it into the community in March 2017 in downtown Rogers, a photographer friend of mine. And we had an art show, and I thought, well, you know, again, I had little expectations. I thought everybody's been super sweet to me. They're saying how great your artwork is, and I thought, great, they've been supportive. They've been encouraging. Come the day of this first art reception, we had people pouring out the door. It was like crazy. It was a really crazy, good event. And that's when I realized, okay, I really need to take this art off. And it got me thinking about my journey to the US. I thought, do you know what, you've struggled with the legal system of going through a visa and coming here, and then just the sheer changes of moving from another country. And that got me thinking about my parents' journey. And that's when I decided to talk about that through my work and tap into the women, you know, growing up, not only my generation, but my mother's generation, to the generation of myself and the generations ahead of me, where they're perhaps incorporating both cultures.
They're very realistic portrayals. They're not abstract.
With the first kind of oil painting class I took, it was a very sweet lady known as Trina Ward. She's a local artist and she's a teacher, and that's what she taught. She taught oil paints. And that's what I threw myself into, and I just really enjoyed it. It's very difficult when you look at the scarves, the traditional dupattas that I've brought into the studio today. They're so beautiful. They have so many details. It's very difficult for me not to capture that in my oil paintings and show that off to people. And that's what people are enjoying, looking at things close up and discussing it and having a discussion about culture and fabrics and jewelry and the women behind it. It opens up so much conversation with people.
Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great.